Yeah, I remember games where we played baseball was one of the favorite games. For me, I like baseball. And,
Well,
as a little bit of kid, we played marbles and fly kites. And,
did you ever play that game you'd try and throw things around the stall?
Yeah. Well, the only thing I played like that was horseshoes.
Yeah.
By the blacksmith shop, they had a blacksmith shop up there and get some old shoes that couldn't use. We didn't have any these bought ones like they are today, you know, all balance. But we'd play horseshoes and played marbles, played baseball, and didn't know.
You remember those things?
The formalities of track, we didn't know too much about that. You could either run or you couldn't run, you know.
Yeah. And would you ever go
swimming?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, swimming. Every kid knew how to swim. I learned, you know, because we were right here on the lake. My father, we had a camp on the Lake Pontchartrain, I guess when I was about 3 or 4 years old, I learned how to swim.
And ever since then you've...
It's just something that we always thought in my family. Of course, a lot of other families thought differently. But I always encouraged my children to swim early, you know. I like the water. Most all kids do like water, you know. And the safest thing is to teach them as soon as you could how to swim. And so all my boys could swim just about as soon as they learn how to walk, you know. Take them to the lake and
Throw
them out, familiar with the water, and they could.
Did you ever have a board around here?
A what?
A board, place where you could...
A springboard?
Yeah.
To dive? Well, you see, that's a little different in lake swimming. You see, you had to have it over a channel or something, you know, to really
get
dive.
Get your head stuck in the mud.
Get your head stuck. We had in those days, where salmon used to dig clay. Salmon and snider brick used to dig clay out of some of these pits. Some of these pits cleared up pretty good and they would be good swimming holes, you know?
Yeah. But Cornby told me Pontchartrain's only 12 feet deep.
That's right. All the way across. As big a lake as it is, it's a shallow lake, see? It's not deep at all.
Must be a lot of fish in that lake, though.
There was.
In all sorts of...
There was. This was, you see, when they had the surrounding marsh, you know, where they used to trap muskrat and around the lake. It was a breeding ground for fish. Fish and shrimp and crabs used to come into this lake and breed, and it was real plentiful. You didn't have to have a trawl to tow behind a boat to catch shrimp. You could go out there and dig you some clams, you know, and crush them up. You know what a clam is, looks like a little ocean. And bait a little spot there with these clams, throw these crushed clams over there, and just throw a cast net, which would be about 6 feet in diameter. So you could catch 2 or 3 bushels of shrimp just like that. I mean, that's big shrimp, see. Now you have all this trawling and everything. It just destroyed, the people, you know, just too many people for the resources that we have, really. Yeah. It's kind of fate. I don't know whether conservation will keep it here much longer. It will keep it some longer. They try to preserve some of it. And I hate to see it all go, but I imagine it's going to be a thing of the past and the next generation won't know too much about it.
Yeah.
But like I say, when I grew up here, there was no... just a veritable paradise, you know, fish and shrimp. Everything was plentiful. You could go out in the swamp in the wintertime. In those days, people had, I don't know, they had a higher morale and they understood conservation, and the old time people understood conservation